How many of you can't receive? If I so desire to call you out, say, I'm going to write you a check for $1,000. I just can't receive that. I just can't receive it. Or I say, well, I noticed I got two or three vehicles out there in my yard. I just need to get one of them away. I just can't receive it. I just can't receive it. Huh? Come on. Here's my point. Here's the point of emphasis. Here's what the Lord wants you to understand. They, much more, he's talking about the grace now. Much more, they which receive, can you receive the grace? Absolutely. Can you receive the grace? And, what is and? That means a conjunction, right? You're about to connect something to something, just will say it. Right? Am I right? So he said, and the gift of righteousness. Oh, righteousness is a gift. You don't have to do anything for it. Just like I was talking about that $20, talking about writing you a check for $1,000. That's a gift. You didn't do anything to earn that. Can you receive it? But he said, listen to what it said. The one that received the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness, he said, those that receive that shall do what? Right. Shall reign, come on now, shall reign where? In life, how? By one Jesus Christ. Woo, that. Now I could close right there. Shall reign. What you mean reign in life? What in life that's been hindering you? Let's do a list. What about peace? What about joy? What about a house? What about health? What about a peace of mind? What about money? What about a vehicle? Would that help you in life? Will that help you? What about love? How many ever been mad and hated somebody? Which one is better, love or hate? He said, the one that receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness, those shall reign over every poverty situation, every curse situation, every destructive situation, every money problem, every relationship problem, every communication problem, whatever it is that's hindering you and trying to stop you and tell you that you're not going to make it, you can't have no peace, you can't have no joy, you're not going to be this, you're just no dump ready for the dump, you know, to be disposed of. Now, he said, once you receive this what? This abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness, you, that one, shall reign in life by one Jesus Christ. That means when poverty shows up, say, you look, buddy, I'm a tither. Now get out of here. When sickness shows up, by his stripes, I already been healed. Now you're not going to put that on my body. Huh? When trouble shows up, you tell peace, I'm already healed. And I'm not going to invite you in because I don't have no room for you. Huh? Hallelujah. When I need direction, I need wisdom. When confusion shows up, wisdom is there to put confusion in its place. Huh? Now, when I need a house, he showed me what to do. If I need the natural thing, I need a car, you need a lot of stuff. If you have a house, you got to have furniture in it. You're in the kitchen, you got to have a refrigerator, you got to have a stove, you got to have a microwave, you got to have all those things. Amen? Amen. Go to the bedroom, you got to have a bed, you got to have a cover put on the bed and it's on. Go to the bathroom, you got to have a commode, face bowl, and just go on. If you go to the closet, you got to have a place to put your clothes. And you can't put no clothes in a closet you don't have, and you can't fill no closet with the clothes you don't have. Then you're going to need a comb for some of us. Some of us, we just let it roll up. But anyway, let's go on. I could go on and on and on and on. But my point is, God has fixed it because all these things, he know that you need them. So when he brought you his kingdom, he brought you into a kingdom where everything works. But you got to believe it, receive it, and then do it. If you try to do it, opposite from what God said, and then tell me and tell others, well, I'm a believer, I'm a Christian, I'm a believer, but you're doing all this other stuff, something is not lining up. And God can't pour out blessing. He cannot release his ability to bring those things in your life because you are not agreeing with him. You're doing your thing. You remember on Sesame Street, two of these kids are doing the same thing. One of the kids are doing his own thing. And we got too much of that in the church. God didn't call you to do your own thing. He called you to do his thing. And we all will do his thing. And then we all be blessed from doing his thing. Because there's nothing in his kingdom is void, lacking, empty, or depleted. Nothing. Hello, somebody. Hallelujah. So, we were born into a kingdom. I want you to hear this. We were born into a kingdom where God made us right with himself. Now I'm has to. Yeah, I'm already there. Thank you, Lord. Go ahead. I need to read this. So go ahead and put this up. I want to show you the goodness of God. Y'all, you ready for it? Thank you, Lord. I just want to show you. See, if you stop letting the devil and your unrenewed mind stop beating you up and renew your mind to the word. See, what most people don't understand, they want to be wealthy, but they don't want to do what God said to be wealthy. They want it just to happen their way. It's not going to happen your way. It's just not going to happen. If you're going to be wealthy, you're going to have to be wealthy God's way, fully committed to God's way of handling the wealth. You can't have wealth and then gonna do it your way unless you like the world. They'll hoard it up. They don't know it's coming to us, though that's gonna do it God's way. There's a great turnaround. There's a great transfer is taking place. And that's why God wants you, his body, in this hour to get your mind renewed, get your heart filled with the word, and stop trying to figure out stuff on your own. Scheming, that's the world way. Tricks. And trying to sneak around and get in every kind of program and be lazy. A lazy person never go nowhere. You know I'm telling the truth. You always be bombing, begging. But all right, go ahead and give me. What did I tell you what to give me? I didn't. All right, let me tell you then. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 18. I'll do that for safety, for time's sake. I want to show you